History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the 105.7 The Fan Traffic Center.
Good morning. I-70 eastbound in Howard County. An accident just past exit 80, that's Route 32, has the right lane and the right shoulder blocked, backing you up to pass 97. The inner loop of the Beltway looks good. The outer loop, you're on the brakes from past Bel Air Road all the way to Providence. And on the west side, 795 to Liberty on and off. West Seminary Avenue in the Timonium area is shut down between Thornton Road and Country Brook Way due to a utility problem. And 895 southbound, you're on the brakes, Eastern Avenue through the Harbor Tunnel. 95 southbound is stop and go from Eastern Avenue through the Fort McHenry Tunnel. With your traffic, I'm Maria Dennis.
From the OuchGuy.com sports desk, here's Joe LaCroix.
Sunday afternoon at the Yard, another frustrating loss for the O's.
Here's the 0-2. There will be no balls tonight. A seven-pitch, seven-strike inning, and the Red Sox under interim manager Chad Tracy and with a gutted staff beat the Orioles 5-3 in this rubber game.
The final call from Kevin Brown on Madison. Samuel Basayo strikes out to end it as Boston beats Baltimore 5-3, taking the three-game set. Bird starter Kyle Bradish with another up-and-down performance. He'd give up three earned runs in five innings of work, but also walk four, with his record falling to 1-3 on the season. The Baltimore offense didn't do much to support Bradish as they struggled against Boston starter Connelly Early. Early would pitch 6 2/3 before hit ball, giving up just a pair of earned runs in the form of solo homers from Sam Basayo and Gunnar Henderson. The O's are now 13-15 on the season. They'll lick their wounds today before welcoming the Astros to Baltimore for a three-game series starting Tuesday evening. Your Monday forecast from the Bob Bell Kia Nissan of Essex Weather Center. Mostly sunny skies, highs around 70. This Fan Flash is sponsored by the Maryland Lottery. Play home run riches from the Maryland Lottery. You could win instantly or win cash for Orioles home runs as a contestant of the game. Please play responsibly. I'm Joe LaCroix, Ravens Terps, and you're home for the most Orioles coverage. We are 105.7 The Fan.
Highlighting stupid around the world. It's time for Jeremy Kahn's.
Come on, dumbass, play it.
World of Stupid.
All right, let's start it off talking about this Kentucky couple and their kids. Their kids won the lottery. Mm-hmm. Not the type of lottery you're thinking of. If you guys ever read the story, I feel like they'd have been better off being in a field and having people throw rocks at them than to live the life that they've lived already. And this just gets more horrific as I read it, but.
Oh, they won a real lottery, like a state lottery.
No, I'm saying, if you ever read the lottery, they would pick somebody and whoever won it would get stoned to death. They would throw rocks at, whatever. This situation, so these poor kids, first off, the mom dies in a tragic car accident. And so Mary Hall, 44, was granted guardianship of her sister's three children. Now, the children's father went to prison for manslaughter charges. Mm-hmm. Hall moved to Pike County in Kentucky with three children after beginning a relationship with 44-year-old Jerome Norman, and the children's teachers and principals soon began to notice worrying signs of abuse, including mysterious bruises and hunger patterns by at least one of the kids. This story gets so much worse. One of the children returned to school from an extended break to a winter storm, malnourished, bruised, and with a chipped tooth, prosecutors said that these kids were so malnourished that she was making them squeeze the insulation that was wet to get liquid out to drink, would not even give them water. And these poor kids, they lose their parents, you get adopted by, or picked up by your aunt, and then they go on and treat you like this. And this is the reason I want to bring up this story. It's not to sit here and get all down on all the things that they did to these kids. I mean, it's all evil. But like, I don't know. We get to that point where people say an eye for an eye. I'm sorry, man. Yes. Giving these people 20 years just does not feel like enough for what they've done. Ed, I'll throw it to you. What are your thoughts on that?
It's pretty horrific. I mean, it's sad. I hate to say this, but very often we go through greater lengths to vet people for dog adoptions than kids.
Yep.
And then you see these things happen. I don't know. Look, I've seen so much ugly behavior by human beings, what they're capable of doing to another. But these are actually your relatives.
Yeah.
These are children you saw grow up. How could you? I mean, I've learned a long time. You can't make sense out of madness.
So. No, because I can't even imagine doing something like that to a kid I didn't even know. Like,
that's what I mean.
My kid's bullies. I wouldn't even do that. You know what I mean?
I can't imagine doing that to anybody, let alone a kid. I mean,
or even an animal. I wouldn't do that to an animal.
Yeah.
You starve an animal, beat it. I mean,
people are disgusting.
No.
Special kind of evil.
Well, let's go to this Florida pastor. He wrote a book on how to love your spouse. He was arrested over allegations that he has multiple wives. Yeah, maybe you're doing it wrong there, Chief. Leslie Williams, 62, was arrested Wednesday on an outstanding warrant for bigamy near his house in rumored Swingers Paradise. The village's retirement community, according to the Sumter County Sheriff Department. The pastor who runs his own ministry out of the sprawling 55-plus community is wanted in Georgia after the Rockland County Sheriff's Department there issued a warrant for his arrest on bigamy charges.
That's the place in Florida?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's notorious down here.
Oh, so you know about this place.
Oh, it's legendary. They ride around with different, like, what are those sponges called? You know those plastic sponges you use in a bath?
Yeah.
Whatever the hell they are. The
poofs. Like a loofah?
Loofahs. Yeah, loofahs. The plastic loofahs, yes. And different colors represent different things they're into, and they advertise as they drive around the facility.
And this is not making fun of either spouse, the wife or the male. But we've all been married or are married. But as tough as marriage is, why would you want more than one?
I'm with you.
I said, and this is not making fun of wives or husbands. Yeah. But marriage is tough. How could you have more than one wife or more than one husband,
Rob,
at the same time?
Do you think Ed's been spending most of his life living in a swingers paradise? I just wonder if that's what he's been doing down south. Been spending most of my life in a swingers
paradise. I don't have any pictures of evidence.
Oh,
but I can have some pictures of suggestions.
Well, Williams, this dude was nabbed by Sumter County Sheriff deputies and being held without bond. And this is more not about his book and all the other stuff, but he had multiple wives. Well, I thought you were already married. Congratulations, one comment on the post said. Love is in the air, Mr. and Mrs. Williams. Man, you can't be posting this stuff on social media like you don't have friends of friends of friends that are
he's being held without bail?
Yes.
What kind of threat is he to the community?
He's going to marry somebody else.
Exactly.
That's it. Of all the people we let run around these streets, this guy you're keeping in, it's you're either a flight risk or you're dangerous. It sounds like he's neither.
It sounds like he's a horny old man. That's it. Nothing wrong with that. He runs Leslie Williams Ministries that advertises services preparing you for the end of time. Out of a rented mailbox at a shopping center within the village. The Post reached out to Rockdale County Sheriff's Office for details on the bigamy charges and extradition process, but did not immediately hear back on Sunday. So maybe this guy gets a slap on the wrist, but it is weird that he doesn't have bond yet. He's just got to stay in jail. Don't meet any other wives in there. All right, this story, I don't know where you go to get dynamite. I know people can find it. But this Long Island woman.
You know about Roadrunner?
Yeah. I mean, I think this is Wile E. Coyote over here.
You get him acne.
Yeah. This Long Island woman threw a stick of dynamite at her sleeping boyfriend and blew his hand off trying to save himself. The deranged Long Island woman is facing up to 25 years behind bars for tossing a homemade dynamite stick at her sleeping boyfriend, whose hand was blown off as he tried to get rid of the explosive. Kiana Waddell. Rob, Kiana Waddell threw it. Who's I would have guessed a white had done this.
Hold up. Hey, can I charge those points? I don't have any on me.
Can I ask you? I'm going to turn this around, and we always see this after the fact, but does she have crazy eyes?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah. She has F around and find out eyes.
Yes.
Yeah.
What you say? So, the incident that turned violent after the two got into an explosive argument. Explosive. Way to go, New York Post. I got it. Domestic violence can escalate to deadly levels, and this case is a sobering reminder of that reality. Waddell had threatened to use dynamite against her then. Boy, who the hell threatens someone with dynamite? What the hell? Yosemite Sam out there?
Al Green got threatened with grits. You talking about dynamite.
It was hot grits. It was there. It was ready.
Every time I make grits, I think of that. You ever had grits pop on you?
Ugh.
You imagine having a whole pot thrown on you. Yeah,
the Reverend Al Green did something wrong there.
Yeah, he became Reverend after that. He saw God.
But I love this. You keep running out on me, and I'm going to blow your ass up with dynamite. Who says that? The pair both left the unidentified victim's apartment after their March 22nd, 2024 argument that eventually returned and then went to sleep. And then, of course, this happens. The boyfriend woke up a little while later with a hissing sound, then saw a flame on the floor that he couldn't put out as time ticked away. He tried to pick it up and toss it outside. And boom, the makeshift bomb exploded and blew his hand off. He stumbled out to the driveway screaming for help and spotted Waddell fleeing the scene. this is just a crazy-ass story. I had one other story. I was gonna use it for a shovel, but I want to throw it in here because it's so weird to read this headline. All this stuff coming out of Florida. Congrats, Ed, on moving down there. Florida doctor accused of fatally removing wrong organ from patient.
Take your heart out?
Was arrested while he was driving for Lyft.
Give me that again.
Yes. A Florida doctor that was accused of fatally removing the wrong organ from a patient was arrested while driving for Lyft.
Now, there you go.
The people in the back of the car said, from now on, we're using Uber. Thomas Shaknovsky, 44, was cuffed. Like, do you drive those people home, or do they have to order another Uber there? Because I've seen...
How many doctors do you know have to side hustle for Lyft? Said that mean, there you go.
This has layers. He killed a dude.
He removed the wrong part.
Yeah, guy went in for a circular...
And he side hustles for Lyft.
The guy went in for a circular incision, and he gave him another circumcision. The guy was pissed. No, this is second-degree manslaughter. An officer at the Walton County Sheriff's Office hauled Shaknovsky out of his car and handcuffed him while pressing the suspect against the back driver's side window, where one of his stunned passengers was sitting there, according to the body camera footage, just staring at him like, what the hell is happening? Once he was in the patrol car, the officers pivoted to the two passengers in the back seat. They explained that their Lyft driver had killed someone. They said that when the officers rushed towards the car with their guns drawn, they feared they were being robbed. Poor people, man. We're just trying to get to the Cracker Barrel. We're in from out of town, for crying out loud. He's been driving with the ride-sharing service for more than a year. And he had a 5-star rating before this.
That's great.
See?
I wonder what his rating
is. Not as a doctor.
Like, which organ did you mess up? Did you, like, did they tell you you needed a lung removed and you took the wrong one? Like, how does that even happen as a doctor?
I have no idea.
That's like probably the first thing you learn when you go into doctor school.
He was tired.
Body parts.
He was tired. He was up all night the night before driving Lyft.
Doctor school.
All those surgeries I had in the last year. I was happy. Every time I got one, they drew on me.
Yeah.
Took a big magic marker.
They shaved my balls twice. Like, one time I wasn't even there for me. It was my wife's appointment. I don't know what's going on. That's your brother, stupid.
Oh, my God. The shovel's at 8:15, but on the other side of the Cleveland Plain Dealer, Mary Kay Cabot joins us on The Fan.
This is VJ Surhoff. You're listening to the best Orioles coverage on Sports Radio 105.7, The Fan.
Is an Odyssey Sports Minute.
Sponsored by Wrangler. Shop Wrangler.com for new denim styles to kickstart your day. Remember Diego Pavia? Yeah, the guy who got invited to New York as a Heisman contender. Measuring in at 5'9", but putting that he was 6 foot. He was undrafted, but got invited to Ravens minicamp. Has he found a new home? Probably not. I'm Drake Toll.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love.